Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We move on to another chapter that deals with endowment. And there is a hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. So who would read this for us? Yes, Akhi.
Narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, when Umar got a piece of land in Khaybar, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I have got a piece of land better than anything that I had ever got. So what do you advise me regarding it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you wish, you can keep it as an endowment and give it to charity. So Umar gave the land in charity as an endowment to the condition that the land would neither be sold nor inherited. Umar gave it for the poor and the kinsmen and freeing of slaves, jihad, and for the guests and travelers who were stranded. And its administrator could eat it reasonable, just manner. He also could feed his friends without intending to be wealthy by means.
Okay, this hadith is a beautiful hadith. It has so many benefits in it. Among them, one, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, got his share in this big plot in Khaybar. And he did not invest it in the sense of building a high-riser or opening a mall. The thing that he's interested in, gaining reward and thawab from Allah. So he went to the Prophet and asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for advice, which indicates that we should do the same whenever we have something. We have to go and ask people of knowledge to give us a sincere advice. The Prophet gave him, alayhi sallam, a sincere advice. Now, instead of telling him to give it in the cause of Allah, this is sadaqah, charity. But a charity is a one-time shot. The Prophet told him, keep this as a continuous charity, in the sense that you keep it originally for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not to be sold, not to be inherited, and to be utilized. Whatever income comes out of it would be given in means of charity, in kinsmanship, in jihad, in feeding the poor, in calling to Allah Azza wa Jal, in freeing slaves, in hosting the guests or those who are stranded and don't have money. So he gave him a platform for the reward to be continuous and the land to be kept forever. This type of endowment is one of the biggest and most important sources in Islam for charity work. And this used to be in the old times, at the times of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, at the time of the tabi'een, at the time of all those who came before us. As an example, Ayn Zubaydah. And Zubaydah was the wife of one of the caliphs. And when she made Hajj, saw how people are thirsty while performing Hajj. It's desert. So she decided to have this spring and would run it in a way that it would help people find water whenever they're traveling for Hajj. And people prospered from that for hundreds of years because of the work of what? Of a woman. She's in her grave and subhanAllah, the clock is ticking. Not only that, even for the non-Muslims, if you look at the Vatican and the endowments they have, they own so much that they spend without any fear of the money running out. The Queen of England has the most amount of endowment, and that is why they are so rich. She is the richest woman in the world because of the money she is having and the land is generating. And the Muslims are in great need of such endowment. You can be very kind and generous. You have 100,000 euros, mashallah. You have 1 million euros, mashallah. You give it and feed the poor. How long will it take to run out? One day. Eat it and it's gone. While if you utilize this and have a mall or a high riser and you keep it as waqf and it generates money, in 5-10 years, it would generate its cost. And for the rest of its existence, it will keep on generating money that helps all the Muslims. This is one of the greatest means of charity. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he directed him to the best thing to be done with this land. And he told him that you have the right to make conditions. And this is the right of every person having endowment to make condition. So I can say, this land of mine is only to generate money to be given to students of knowledge. And I can appoint someone to be in charge of it. So I appoint this brother who would be in charge of its affairs. He has a portion of the income as his salary. This portion can be 5%, 10%, depending on what I agree to. And the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the one overlooking for the affairs of this real estate or this endowment has the right to consume. So if it's a farm, it's permissible for him to eat from it because he is running it. Not only that, even if he gets friends coming, no problem for them to eat from it, providing that they're not storing, they're not keeping it. Because I could be running it and then I take 10%, 15% and sell it in the market and I make money. No, I should take only what's assigned to me and I could consume what is normal for me and for my friend whenever they visit me. And conditions. Any permissible condition is applicable. So for example, if I have a piece of land and I say this piece of land is to be utilized and whatever comes out of it can only be given to my offspring that carries my name. This means my sons and my daughters. And whoever is descending from my sons, as long as he carries or she carries my name, would be included. My daughters, when they get married, their children, will they carry my name? They will not carry my name, so they will be excluded. So this is permissible. I can put endowment and say that this waqf, this great big building, everything that comes from it is to be given, for example, to satellite station that does propagation for Islam, or to spend only on Islamic schools, or to be spent only on scholarships for medical doctors. Imagine if we can have this endowment for Muslims. This would run forever. Rather than just give, I have money, take this, go for Hajj, go for Umrah. He goes and comes back, it's gone. It's a good deed, charity. But it is gone, it's never lasting. And that is why the Prophet said, alayhi salam, when one of you dies, all of his good deeds are to be cut off, except three: beneficial knowledge and continuous and running charity. These endowments are considered to be among the running charities. And I believe that this is all what we may discuss. There are a lot of things related. For example, how does someone make a property or something as an endowment? By saying, if he said, this is an endowment, that's done. And you have to be very careful because it's like divorce. If someone goes to his wife and say, I divorce you. And he said, oops, no, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I take that back. Can this be? No. If one says to his slave, you're free. Ha ha ha, I was joking. No, halas, it's free. It came out of your mouth. So things that come out of our mouths, we're accountable for. A person talks to his friend, joking, I'll give you my daughter in marriage. He said, I accept. She's married. Over. It's done. So likewise, endowments. Ya akhi, wallah, I have a big house. Ya akhi, I'll make it for the cause of Allah. Sorry. No way. You cannot apologize. It's done. Because you've said it clearly. So one should be careful. One should also be fair and not to have any form of injustice. You have to specify what you make as an endowment. If I have five homes and I say my home is waqf, endowment for Allah Azza wa Jal, which one? This is not applicable. You have to say the one in the street so-and-so. You have to identify it. And also, the conditions applicable must fit the criteria or the conditions set or applicable or acceptable by Allah. If one says that this endowment, I want it to be spent on teaching people how to dance and how to act, this is haram. This is waqf, but it is on the haram and it is not acceptable. It has to be in something that is a form of worship or at least a beneficial to a permissible type of benefit and etc. Do we have any questions? Yes, Kareem.
Question is about sharing the benefit, the profit. Is it applicable only to the land property or is it applicable to the other types of properties also? Like I rent my vehicle. You ride the vehicle, you make the business my cab, and then you give me 70% of the profit, you can retain the 30% with you.
This is applicable for what you have given. It's applicable, but here there is no ambiguity. If I say, listen, you work 12 hours on my cab. The car is mine. The driver, I say, you work 12 hours. The first 6 hours, whatever you make is mine. The following 6 hours is yours. This is, again, not applicable because there is injustice included. But if you say, whatever you make, 40, 60, this is halal, inshallah, and there's nothing wrong in that. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.